It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Ellie De La Cruz pounded a 450-foot home run in the fifth and then hit an inside-the-park homer in the seventh as the Reds beat the Milwaukee Brewers on Monday night. Final score, 10-8. De La Cruz was on base four times, and he scored four times. It looked like this game was going to be a blowout when the Reds scored six times in the fourth to take an 8-0 lead, but the Brewers stormed back. They scored three off Graham Ashcraft in the fifth, three more in the sixth, and then two off Justin Wilson in the seventh. Will Benson had a good night. He hit a home run off a lefty in the second inning and an RBI double in the fourth. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, it hasn't exactly been a red-hot start to the season for Ellie De La Cruz, but having watched him the way we did last year, you just know at some point this guy has the talent to be able to take over a game. He did that tonight.
Yeah, I will agree with you. I thought that he looked as comfortable as he had as any at any point in time in his big league days. That reached on the air, stole third base from second back in the second inning, singled and scored there in the fourth. I mean, the ball that he hit out of the ballpark, I guess in the fifth inning, I mean, that was an absolute bomb. I mean, it almost went off the pilot house in dead center field. But the most exciting home run of excuse me, I got choked up thinking about it. The most exciting home run was the ball that he hit to center field for the inside the park home run. That was terrific.
As far as Graham Ashcraft goes, there was a point tonight where Ashcraft looked as good as he has looked at any point this season. But then all of a sudden, the Reds get a big lead. They lead it 8-0, and he wasn't quite the same pitcher after that.
Yeah, I think when you sit for that long, while your team not only batted around, they scored six runs in the inning, that was a commanding lead. And whether it's the stiffness or the sitting, it's not exactly a smoking night. It wasn't cool. But maybe he got stiff, maybe he lost his concentration. But either way, I'm sure that will never happen again to Graham Ashcraft.
Reds win it. Final score, 10-8. Always good to beat the Brewers.
Yes, it is.
Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds knocked off the Brewers on Monday night, 10-8, and now to the highlights. The Reds scored first in this game with one out in the bottom of the second. Ellie De La Cruz reached second base on a throwing error by third baseman Joey Ortiz, and make no mistake about it, De La Cruz's speed was a big factor in that throwing error. De La Cruz then stole second base. Santiago Espinal got him home.
Payoff. There's a bouncing ball up the middle, and Adames will glove it, moving to his left, and he throws in time to first to get the out. That'll score.
Just as good as a hit.
De La Cruz as he comes home from third to give the Reds a 1-0 lead.
That brought up DH Will Benson, and he quickly made it 2-0.
And the 2-0 pitch. And this ball is hammered deep right field and way back and way gone. About a third of the way up the sun deck in right field, Benson drives it out of here for his second home run of the year, and it's 2-0 Reds.
That was Benson's first ever career home run off a left-hander. Speed and aggressiveness played a big factor once again in the bottom of the fourth when the Reds scored six times. Tyler Stevenson and Ellie De La Cruz had back-to-back singles to begin the inning. Santiago Espinal was next up, and all he wanted to do was move the runners up a base, but instead, this happened.
The 0-1. He bunts, and it's a good bunt toward third, picked up by Ortiz. The throw is low, and by the first baseman, Hoskins, rolling over by the tarp. Stevenson will score. Here comes De La Cruz to the plate. Throw home, not in time. Espinal to third. Throw there. Safe! On a sacrifice bunt, rolled up the third baseline. The Reds scored two. and Espinal, who laid it down, ends up at third.
Will Benson then got another run home.
He swings and grounds it fair inside the bag at first and down the right field line. Espinal will score. Benson hustling into second and sliding in safely ahead of the throw with an RBI double. 5-0 Reds.
After Bubba Thompson struck out, Stuart Fairchild walked. Benson and Fairchild then pulled off a double steal. Spencer Steer, the reigning National League Player of the Week, then brought two more runs home.
Here's the 1-2. There's one headed toward that gap in left center. It is down. Frelick over to cut it off. Two runs will score. And into second base, hustling with a stand-up double, driving home two more, Spencer Steer.
With Jamer Candelario at the plate, the Reds scored once more in that fourth inning.
When they had to stick with Johan Ramirez, who was clearly out of gas. Ground ball by Rhys Hoskins, sharply hit. It skips by the first baseman into right. Here comes Steer to the plate. He will score on what will probably be a base hit by Candelario on a ball that was scorched. It was right at Hoskins. He went down to a knee to try to field it, and it still ate him up and got by him. We'll see how they score it.
So if you're keeping track, the Brewers had four errors in the first four innings of this ball game. Meanwhile, Graham Ashcraft made the start for Cincinnati, and he was outstanding through the first four innings. He gave up an infield single in the second, and that was it. But things changed in the fifth. He walked the first batter he faced, retired the next two hitters, but then had to face Bryce Turang, and Turang did this.
Ashcraft delivers the 1-0, and this ball is well hit. Deep right center field. On the run is Thompson. On the warning track, Thompson leaps, and it is gone. A moonshot out of here to right center field. A two-run home run for Bryce Turang. You were saying about hitting the ball out of the ballpark?
Ashcraft then gave up three consecutive singles. The third came off the bat of William Contreras.
0-1. There's one skip through the right side of the infield. That's a base hit. They'll wave Ortiz around third. The throw home is cut off by Encarnacion Strand, and the Brewers have scored three times here in the fifth after the Reds plated six in the fourth. And that's now four straight hits for Milwaukee in this fifth inning.
Cincinnati got one of those runs back when Ellie De La Cruz led off the bottom of the fifth.
And he stole 44 bases the next year. This ball is smashed. I mean hammered, teed off to deep center field and gone. Way out of here.
That one was headed for the riverboat.
Ellie De La Cruz launches his first home run of the year, and it was a no-doubter.
That ball left the bat at 112 miles an hour and traveled a cool 450 feet. Ashcraft came back out for the sixth. Willie Adames led off the inning, and he got robbed by the Reds' right fielder.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. This ball's hit well to right. It is deep. Back goes Fairchild at the wall. He leaps. He caught it. You got to be kidding me. Stuart Fairchild robs Willie Adames of a home run.
After that catch, Ashcraft gave up a couple of more base hits, and Bryce Turang made it a four-run game.
2-0. This ball is hit in the air, left field toward the corner. On the run, Spencer Steer. He reaches up, can't get it. It's over his head and up against the wall for extra bases. Two more runs are going to score. And into second base is Bryce Turang with a two-out, two-run double.
Great leap by Steer. I thought he had it right there at the last second, and he just couldn't quite get to it.
Joey Ortiz was next up, and Ashcraft made a mistake.
Justin Wilson's throwing now in the Reds' bullpen. There's a weak tapper left of the mound. Ashcraft to it quickly, spins and throws into the runner. It's up the line. Another run will score, and heading into second base is Joey Ortiz.
Milwaukee pulled it with one in the top of the seventh off Justin Wilson. William Contreras doubled. And then it was Christian Yelich's turn.
And this ball lifted high into the air into left field. Going back is Steer. He won't get it. And that is a two-run home run. And, folks, it is a one-run game. 9-8 here in the seventh. My, oh, my.
Lucas Sims came in after that home run. He got out of the inning without another run scoring. The Reds added a big run in the bottom of the seventh off Brian Hudson. With one out, Ellie De La Cruz step to the plate.
2024 Tundra. Here's a line drive to center field, and Frelick won't get it. This could be an inside the park home run. L.A. De La Cruz is on his horse, and they are waving him to the house. Here he comes. The throw to the plate, and it is. It is an inside the park home run for L.A. De La Cruz. You knew it was coming, and you knew it would be him, and he just did it. 10-8 Reds.
Fernando Cruz pitched a 1-2-3 eighth for Cincinnati. Alexis Diaz came on to pitch the top of the ninth. He had to face the meat of the Milwaukee order. William Contreras grounded out. Christian Yelich walked and moved to second on indifference. Willy Adames grounded out to short for out number two, with Yelich moving to third base. Diaz then hit Adames with a pitch. So first and third with two outs. Reese Hoskins at the plate.
Runner goes again, the payoff. Swing and a fly ball in the air to right. There is Fairchild under it. He's got it, and that's it. Reds win it 10-8 over the Brewers tonight at Great American Ballpark, and a wild one. But the Reds take the first of this four-game series.
Reds win it 10-8. Here are the totals. For Cincinnati, 10 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. For Milwaukee, 8 runs on 12 hits, 3 errors. They strand at 7. Ashcraft the winner, 1-1. Ashby the loser, 0-1. Diaz save number 2. Home runs in the game for Milwaukee, Terang number 1, Yelich number 4. For Cincinnati, Benson number 1, and De La Cruz number 1 and number 2. 2 hours and 48 minutes, 10,382 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Reds are now 6-4. The Brewers with the defeat are now 6-3. Time to hear from the star of this game, Elly De La Cruz.
You had a big night offensively with the bat. How important was that for you to be able to do that tonight, what you did?
Yeah, it's so important because we try to win games and against Milwaukee, because they win a lot of games against us last year. So we're going to beat them. And we put in a lot of work, and we're ready to the World Series.
What is the bigger thrill, Elly, the 450-foot home run to center or running around the bases at whatever 30 miles an hour?
I take running around the bases. I like run.
Did you say World Series?
Yeah.
We're
ready.
On it now.
We're ready to go.
What do you think when you saw the center fielder dive and obviously miss the ball? Do you feel like it was going to be a home run there?
Yeah. When I see him missing the ball, I say, I go home. Doesn't matter what happened.
How are you always looking for the extra base? How are you always thinking that way to try to go for it?
I mean, I was thinking the next base. That's my mentality. When I hit the ball, I was thinking about the next base, extra base, always.
What does it feel like to hit a ball 450 feet? When it's coming in, do you know that that's a pitch you can kill?
Yeah, that's a piece what I'm looking for, and it's feel great. It's feel good.
How did you score from first on a bunt?
I mean, they throw the ball away, and like I say, I always think about the next base.
Tuesday night, it's game two of this four-game series. Right-hander Frankie Montas goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He has been outstanding. He's 2-0 with a 0.77 ERA. Right-hander Joe Ross will pitch for Milwaukee. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Monday night, the Reds knock off the Brewers 10-8. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.